an instant later, the image of Kratheus Kreft's pear-shaped head appeared above the cockpit holopad.
Skywalker,
the Colomai spat.
Are you mad? That explosion cracked the viewport on our flight deck.
And the next one will take out the entire deck, Luke said calmly. R2, lock two more torpedoes on the Orel moon. Leia pictured Han imprisoned somewhere aboard the yacht and found her heart climbing into her throat. Kratheus sneered in derision.
You'll never launch those torpedoes, Skywalker. Then it would be you killing Han Solo, not us.
Han dies either way, Luke said. The only question is whether we all die with him. Kratheus's eyes narrowed.
You're offering a trade? Our lives for Solo's?
And ours, of course, Luke said. You call off your Mandalorians and put Han in a rescue pod for us to pick up. Otherwise... Kratheus's tongue flicked into view between his thin lips.
You drive a hard bargain, Jedi.
The Kalumai's head turned as he looked at something beyond camera range, and he said,
I'll have to consult with my brother.
Luke started to nod, but by then the little scrag hall was passing the leading edge of the Ormney, and Leia's spine had gone icy with danger sense. The last two escorts had dropped so far back that they were no longer landing effective shots, and no one else seemed to be hurrying to rush in.
Luke, he's stalling, she said. Where were the Sith? Tell him it's now or never.
As Leia spoke, she felt herself pulling the yoke and towing the thruster control pedals. They rolled left just in time to see a hatch the size of the Falcon open in the Ormney's top hull. Leia was expecting a flight of Besuliks or a concussion missile to come streaking out of the opening. Instead, she saw a flock of silver birds spraying into the void on tails of rocket fire. The birds spread into a fan-shaped cloud and swung to block the Scrag Hall's route. Leia pulled the yoke back farther, spinning and diving away from the strange flock. She had no idea what the things were. They looked like Minox with jetpack tails, but it was clear that she didn't want to fly into them. The flock swirled around to follow, but they were too slow to catch the Scrag Hull. Leia pulled out of her dive and started after the Orel moon again. The blue circles of the yacht's big drive engines were still visible, perhaps the size of her thumbnails, but dwindling fast. Leia accelerated after them, crossing the immense breadth of the Ormney's top hull in the span of a few heartbeats. Luke spoke into his throat mic again. Last chance, Kratheus.
Oh, I quite agree, Master Skywalker.
A sneer came to the tiny mouth on the Kalumai's image.
Just not ours.
Luke scowled and reached for the torpedo launchers. Leia started to object, but as the Scrag Hall reached the far side of the Ormney, a bloated amber orb that Leia instantly recognized as a Sith meditation sphere rose into view. Covered in a web of pulsing red veins, it had four hideous wings connected to its body by a network of ugly brown struts. In the center of the sphere, an organic hatch was gaping wide, spitting balls of white-hot plasma in their direction. Ship, Luke hissed. He launched a torpedo, but it was too late. The white cylinder had barely cleared its launching tube before the first ball of white-hot plasma engulfed it. Leia jerked the yoke hard, spinning the Scrag Hall away from the detonation, then felt the spy boat leap sideways as the blast wave sent them tumbling. Leia hit the thrusters, trying to power her way back into control as they spiraled toward the Ormney. Somewhere behind her, R2-D2 shrieked in alarm as he crashed into a bulkhead and the cockpit erupted in a frenzy of alarms and lights and sparks. The Ormney's gray hull approached fast. Leia gave up on regaining control and reversed the thrusters, but the collision was inescapable. She turned to warn Luke to brace and saw him reaching for the torpedo launchers, then felt the thump of the ejector charges and white.